Palestinian official Saeb Rekab dead at 65. Negotiated peace, supported terror, spread Jenin libel. By Deborah Danan on November 10, 2020. The death of senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Rekab from COVID-19 on Tuesday coincided with the 18th anniversary of the murder of 5 Israelis. The terrorist responsible for the attack has so far received more than $250,000 as part of the Palestinian Authority's so-called pay-for-slay scheme, of which Rekab was a staunch supporter. President Donald Trump and Congress cut off aid to the Palestinians over the program. But Joe Biden has made it clear that if elected, he will seek to restore ties with the Palestinians, financial and diplomatic, to the extent possible. As many in the international community, and even in Israel, mourn Rekab's death, others have been quick to point out that behind Rekab's eloquent CNN interviews and ostensible overtures towards peace-building, ultimately he did little to curb terrorism in the Palestinian arena. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Tuesday afternoon declared 3 days of mourning for the late negotiator, saying his death represents a great loss for Palestine and our people, especially in light of the difficult circumstances facing the Palestinian cause. Former U.S. envoy to Israeli-Palestinian negotiations under the Obama administration lauded Rekab's commitment to pursuing freedom for your people by peaceful means. The most recent peace envoy under the Trump administration, Jason Greenblatt, took a more cautious approach, tweeting that while the two were worlds apart in our views of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, its history and how to resolve it, he tried hard to represent his people. The left-wing J Street group said it was deeply saddened by his passing, and that he dedicated his life to pursuing peace. Senior Breitbart editor-at-large Joel Polak responded to J Street, tweeting that Rekab did not pursue peace but cultivated hate and mistrust. One of the most prominent Palestinian politicians, Rekab led several rounds of peace negotiations over the last few decades, including those that led to the doomed 1995 Oslo Accords. He was extremely close to later PLO leader Yasser Arafat, and considered one of his most trusted advisors. For many Israelis, Rekab cut a controversial figure. He charged Israel with war crimes, massacres, genocide and accused it of apartheid. He targeted Gulf states over their recent U.S. brokered normalization deals with Israel, calling them Zionist Arabs. Rekab notoriously instigated a false 2002 report accusing the Israeli army of massacring 500 Palestinians in the West Bank town of Jenin. More recently, he compared Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State terror group. Rekab also helmed the failed talks at Camp David in 2000 in Taba in early January 2001, which was followed by the Second Intifada, a Palestinian uprising which saw hundreds of terror attacks against Israelis for a number of years. In 2015, Rekab visited the home of a terrorist killed by Israeli forces while he carried out a shooting attack. Palestinian media reported that during the condolence call, Rekab emphasized the Palestinians' so-called right to resist Israel until they achieve their own state with Jerusalem as its capital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at the time that instead of condemning the attacks, Rekab praised the assailants, which gives backing and encouragement to acts of terror. Rekab also sent a humanitarian letter to the head of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine terror group, Ahmad Sadat, expressing his fondness for the terror chief, who is now in an Israeli jail for planning an assassination of an Israeli politician. Israelis who express sorrow over the death of an anti-Semitic terror supporter who was one of the leaders of the fight against Israel are beyond belief, said Bezalel Smotrich, a right-wing lawmaker from the Amina Party. It is a sad moral distortion, Smotrich said according to a translation of his Hebrew-language remarks by the Times of Israel. Smotrich slammed Israeli officials who cooperated with Rekab while he played a double game, continuing to fuel terrorism against Israeli citizens. Many right-wing officials also criticized Israel for treating Rekab in an Israeli hospital. Netanyahu's son Yair called him a terrorist who worked for the destruction of Israel. The left-wing Meretz party released a statement saying that Rekab had worked all his life for peace, supported the two-state solution and opposed violence. We now must continue in his path toward just peace and the end of the conflict. Former Meretz leader Ziv Gilon said Rekab had harbored anger, no doubt, but alongside it was a staunch belief in the possibility of coexistence between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. The Peace Now left-wing group said it was a sad day for all supporters of peace in Israel and the Palestinian Authority. "We shall remember his dedication for the vision of peace and the two-state solution." The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process, Nikolai Mladenov, tweeted, "I extend my deepest condolences to the family of #Sa'ebrikot and the Palestinian people. You remain convinced that Israel and Palestine can live in peace, never gave up on negotiations, and stood proudly for your people. We will miss you, my friend. May you rest in peace." Both Israel and the U.S. blocked monies from the PA over the pay-for-slay scheme. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who authored the Taylor Force Act that prevents the U.S. from providing economic assistance as long as the terror policy exists, met with Arikot in July 2019 in a bid to persuade Ramallah to stop the scheme, but to no avail. Abbas has vowed to keep paying the salaries, which the PA's finance ministry reported reaches roughly $100 million per month, to around 35,000 terrorist prisoners and their families. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtaya said that if the Palestinians agreed to stop paying terrorists, the PA will be subject to lawsuits in the Israeli, international, and American courts for funding terror. Mohammed Naife, a member of Abbas' Fatah party, was the terrorist behind the murder of five Israelis from Kibbutz Metzer on November 10, 2002. Among those murdered were Revit Elohayun and her two children, 5-year-old Matan and 4-year-old Noam. Naife also masterminded several other attacks on Israelis. He is currently serving 13 life sentences in an Israeli jail. According to monitoring group Palestinian Media Watch, Naife and his family have so far received $264,358 in rewards. Every month, the PA pays him another $7,400, which is far higher than the average Palestinian salary. The longer he spends in prison, the higher the salary, with Naife set to receive $12,400 per month, a salary equivalent to that of a senior minister in the PA government. Days before the election, apparent Vice President-elect Kamala Harris told the Arab American News that under a Joe Biden administration, the U.S. will work to restore ties with the Palestinians, which the latter severed under the Trump administration. Harris said Biden will reopen the Palestinians' diplomatic mission in Washington and renew humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians. Abbas was reported to have been holding secret talks with Biden in recent weeks in the hope that he would defeat Trump. On Sunday, he called on self-proclaimed president-elect to strengthen the Palestinian-American relationship, and was cited by a senior source as seeking the reversal of the U.S. embassy move by the incoming administration. Close Abbas aide Nabil Shah hailed the end of the Trump administration. "There has never been anything worse than the Trump era. Salvation from it is an achievement," Shah said. Senior Palestinian official Hanan Ashrawi celebrated what she called a de-Trumped United States. "Trumpism must be carefully scrutinized and remedied to restore the human, moral and legal equilibrium within and beyond the U.S. Such phenomena do not emerge from a vacuum," she said.